Hello, I am Grant Irving, not Grant Wall, but I'm sitting with Grant Wall. Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is a Friday. Hi, Grant.
Hello.
Hi. So we thought it'd be fun to end the series with a quick rundown of what our main characters have been up to in the years since our stories ended, sort of like a pop quiz for you.
Yeah, everyone's very busy who is part of this podcast series.
All right, let us start with Julie Foudy.
So I just saw Julie Foudy today here in New York at U.S. Women's Media Day for the World Cup. She works for ESPN, covering soccer and a lot of other sports. She's an award-winning television journalist, and I wish she would run for FIFA president, but I think it's something that she really enjoys doing the TV stuff.
I would vote for her. I don't know if I get a vote, but I would vote for her. Cool. Michelle Akers, what's she been up to?
Michelle Akers lives on her horse farm outside of Atlanta, where she has a lot of rescues. She's taken horses that have been abused and revived them, supported them, and has a deep attachment with them. I actually visited her a few years ago at her horse farm, and one of the first things she said to me was, "You haven't been on farms very much, have you?" But she lives there with her son, Cody, and she's hoping to get into coaching. Obviously, she has a lot to share.
She would be a very intense and wonderful coach, is my guess. Speaking of wonderful and intense coaches, what has Anson Dorrance been up to?
Anson is still the women's soccer coach at the University of North Carolina. He has won 22 national collegiate titles, by far the most of any coach in the history of women's soccer in the NCAA. He's still very much Anson, you know, as you can tell from this series. Very persuasive guy, very charismatic, and still an active soccer coach.
Has he chilled out at all in the 20 years that you've known him? Has age slowed him down a bit?
No, not at all.
Mia Hamm. What's Mia been up to?
Mia lives in Los Angeles, and she's married to Nomar Garciaparra, the former Boston Red Sox player. They have three kids, and they are both part of the ownership group of LAFC, the MLS team that just started and is doing so well out there. And she's a youth soccer coach for her kids, which Mia's pretty intense. I'd like to see what kind of how she coaches kids.
I'd hate to go against her kids' teams. That's that's where I'll leave it. Linda Medelin, who was the player we spoke to from the Norway team. What has she been up to?
She is still a canine cop in Oslo and has been doing that for many years. She has sort of a colorful public personality over there. She's a local politician. She's an out lesbian and a member of the Conservative Party. As she put it to us, quote, "I'm on the Donald Trump side, but not like him," and started laughing. Linda Medelin, always one of the more intriguing personalities in the women's game, is still intriguing.
Karen Gabera.
She is the women's soccer coach at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. She's been there for a really long time. And I still imagine, you know, she was the MVP of the 91 World Cup. You know, if she had done that in 2015, she would be a household name in the United States. But she did in 91, so she's not.
Yeah. I think we're about to get into a slew of coaches.
Yeah, April Heinrichs. She coached the U.S. to the 2004 Olympic gold medal. She also coached the U.S. in the 2003 World Cup and 2000 Olympics, didn't win those tournaments. She was the technical director for youth national teams on the women's side until very recently for U.S. soccer. She's going to be on the FIFA study group for the 2019 Women's World Cup, so I'll see her in France.
Shannon Higgins-Sarofsky. Where's Shannon?
She is the director of coaching at the Bethesda Soccer Club in Maryland. She had coached at the collegiate level as well. She's married to Sasha Sarovsky, who is the men's national title-winning soccer coach at the University of Maryland.
Wow. And just a quick last one. What's that bladder been up to?
Not a lot. He had over an hour to speak to us, so I think we could have kept him on the line even longer. He still lives in Zurich, Switzerland, and he's in this odd situation, I guess, at the age of 83, where he was arguably the most powerful figure in world sports for 17 years as FIFA president, and then it was all gone. And I actually saw him last year at the Men's World Cup in Russia. He was invited by Vladimir Putin. And I asked him toward the end of our interview, are you going to go to the Women's World Cup in France this summer? And he had kind of a long pause. And he said, you know, if I'm invited, yes. And that invitation is yet to come.
He's lived a strange, strange life. Is there any last thoughts? Anyone you want to thank?
I mean, I would want to thank all the people who gave so generously of their time to be interviewed for this podcast series, because we asked a lot from people. We did multiple interviews with the same people sometimes, asked for more than an hour from a few people. And it was such a learning experience for me just to hear these things I hadn't known about what women's soccer was like back in the early days.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously I would like to thank you and everyone at Sports Illustrated. And it's just been a really rewarding experience.
Well, it has been my pleasure. And in my last act as your producer of the series, could you tell everyone to rate and subscribe and tell a friend about the show?
Everyone out there, if you like this podcast series, Throwback, please rate and review it in Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, and tell a friend. I think this is a story I hope that transcends soccer interest. Obviously, soccer people, I hope, like it, but I think even non-soccer people will. So, yeah, put it out there.
Oh, do you want to give your handles? We should do that.
I am at Grant Wall.
Great. Cool. All right. Thanks so much.